I have a missions letter that we received from Nathan and Miranda Troll, our missionaries in Kosovo, and it's really encouraging. There was a big, several congregations got together for an Easter service, and that was a sign of unity, and they're just thrilled about that event. So I'll put it back. There's some family news in here. And remember, Nathan and Miranda are the Miranda is the daughter of our missionary couple in Italy. So Paolo and Kathy, and you've met them. They've been here, and they've spoken at the church. Nathan and Miranda are coming home May, and so I hope they'll get to come over and be with us for a service. We definitely will invite them, and if they can possibly squeeze us in, we'll have them join us either for a Wednesday night or for a Sunday morning. They'll only be here for a short time. Then they go back to their loves in Kosovo. Psalm 95. Oh, we got a good one this morning. If you've read it already, hallelujah, amen. King James says, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." How many want to say amen to that this morning? Amen. Join me. Does that just lift your spirit? Yes. We're lifted into a whole new realm when we read these psalms about my God. Put your hand on your heart and say, my God. That's who we're worshiping this morning. My God. He's personal. He's ours and we're his. Then it goes on to say, in verse 6, "Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart, as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness." We need to listen this morning and listen to what God's saying to us and apply ourselves. We need to contend with God. We need to be there. We need to be in his presence. Amen? Does it make him happy when we're in his presence?
Yes.
Yeah, he loves his people to listen to him and to come to him and to believe that he is and to bring them everything in their life. We never want him to say, "Depart from me, I never knew you." No. You can do all kinds of miracles in his name. You can lay hands on the sick and they can heal. But God turned to some of those people and he said, "I never knew you." Because he wants us, personally. He wants to be in relationship with us. He wants us to be in relationship with him. And that's what Jesus died for. Amen. He died so we might be in relationship with our Father God and come to him and say, "Abba, Daddy, 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 you are my God, you're my Father, and I'm here at your knee to listen to what you have to say to me." I love the Message translation. We're going to stand and we're going to say it together out of the Message. Now remember, I read you the King James, okay? So you remember what it says. I think Peterson does really well on this one. "Come, let us shout praises to God. Raise the roof for the rock who saved us. Let us march into his presence, singing praises, lifting the rafters with our hymns." And why? Because God is the best. High King over all the gods. So come, let us worship. Bow before him. On your knees before God who made us. Oh yes, he's our God. And we're the people he pastures. The flock he feeds. Drop everything and listen. Listen as he speaks. Don't turn a deaf ear, as in the bitter uprising, as on the day of the wilderness test. No, we're not going to turn a deaf ear, O God. Not this morning. We're going to listen and we're going to praise you because our Redeemer lives.